The Man Who Brought Us Cake is the name of my favorite ABC After School special. It's also Jerry
Nunn. A very special Man Who Brought Us Cake.
Jerry is here, a contributor and photographer for the weekly newspaper Windy City Times and the website GoPride.com. Also, Edge Media. And Jerry, again, you have the coolest sounding website of all time, Nunn on the Run. There, hold on, let me turn your microphone on. By far the coolest sounding of all time, Nunn on the Run. We bring you in every month to tell us what's coming up in Chicago, what people can see and take part in. Busy month ahead.
Lots to do in June. It's busting out all over. We have a lot of festivals coming up. We have Rib Fest is coming. Actually, June 9th is the weekend that you want to be in town in Chicago.
June 9th, so because why? What's going on?
There's just so much going on. We have the Spring Awakening Music Festival, so that's an EDM festival.
Yeah.
A huge thing with people like Diplo and Afrojack. You know, big thing at...
Diplo's going to be there.
I've
been to 178 Diplo concerts.
I have to defer to Jim on this. What do we know about Diplo, Jim?
Elton Diplo?
Yeah, that's your nickname has become. Well, is Diplo is...
Isn't that the ice cream at the theater that you... Oh, that's Dipping Dots.
Diplo. He used to date Katy Perry.
I do know who that is.
Yeah.
Now I do know who that is.
Yeah, he's a big EDM guy. And he gets in the plastic ball and goes out into the crowd.
That's not there with the mouse head.
No.
That's Deadmau5.
Yeah.
Look at, he knows all.
Yeah.
But this is one thing that's going on. Rib Fest is going on that weekend.
Yeah.
So we definitely need to go.
Where is Rib Fest being held?
That is on 4000 North Lincoln Avenue. It's like by Irving and Berteau.
And there's like dozens of restaurants, all of whom, obviously, because it's Rib Fest, specialize in ribs.
Yeah.
And you can just eat to your heart's content.
Well, people have to buy tickets to get the ribs.
Irving and Berteau?
Mm-hmm.
That's like Portage Park area, isn't it?
Yeah, close by.
That's where I grew up.
Yeah, that's why they chose that site, Jim.
Yeah, wow. Yep. So that area is hip now?
Oh, yeah, very much. Last year, Jerry and Diplo and I went. We had a great time.
And Deadmau5.
He was out there too, yeah.
Right. We have the Blues Festival to Millennium Park that
this
weekend.
This is all in the same weekend.
This is the same weekend.
Oh, so wow. Wow. June 9th.
I'm in town.
There's not going to be room for you.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's 34th annual Blues Festival.
Wow, it's been impressive. Do we know the headliners for Blues Fest this year?
I wasn't super familiar with
it. All right, that's fine.
I'll just say Muddy Waters.
Muddy Waters will be there.
That's a good guess. Right? I think he might be right. I know he's performed it.
Well, if he comes back from the dead, he might.
That would be something. Right?
Midsummer Fest in Andersonville is that weekend, too.
Oh, man. So
that's a huge, big, growing festival.
Is that sort of a takeoff with the Shakespeare at all, or they just use the name Midsummer?
No, it's a Swedish thing.
Oh,
so
that's why Andersonville. That's where you go for this.
There's going to be a lot of '80s bands and things like that. So that's
on an Clark ABBA tribute band, probably.
Yes,
Baba.
There is an ABBA. Yeah,
Baba. Yeah. Is there a band called that? I was messing around, but that would make sense. A tribute
there is
band.
An ABBA tribute band.
I saw the ABBA museum.
Where is that? Really?
Yes, they actually have a museum.
That's excellent. Yeah. What kind of things do they have there? Just their old uniforms?
It's
kind of
schlocky, but it's they're
you'd hope.
They're gods there.
Yeah. They're gods here.
That's true.
Anytime, it's a guilty pleasure, but anytime an ABBA song comes on the radio, I want
Dancing
to not like
Queen.
It, and I
Give
go, this
break.
Is really good.
Fernando?
I know.
Waterloo?
I know.
Give
it's,
me a break.
Every one of them is
Take
good.
A chance on me?
They're excellent.
Well, speaking of Dancing Queens, we have Pride Month.
Did you guys rehearse that? Wow, was that strong.
Yeah.
We do a two-man show.
You do?
We didn't know until today. But hey, we're going to start it.
All right, go on. Speaking of Dancing Queens, said Jerry.
So the last Sunday in June is the Pride Parade.
Right.
Which we had a million people there last year.
Good.
Okay, so
that's
this is
excellent.
A huge, huge. They've expanded the route. It's stretched out more. So that's on.
And we should say that the cake that Jerry brought in is
the cake
Pride,
of many colors.
Is Pride
it's
cake?
Rainbow colors is from the Goddess and the Grocer.
Boy, is it good!
And they can do a slice if you like for $7, or you can get a whole cake for your Pride party.
It's beautiful and it tastes good too.
And then 3 weeks after the parade, they call it the Technicolor Dream Cake.
Right, right. Make up your own reason why.
Serve it year round.
Yeah. So what do we know about this year's Pride parade? And I have to say, I've been a participant in this parade many times. Mm-hmm. What an insane amount of fun that day is.
Yeah,
it always is.
Yes. And you look great in fishnets.
That's nice of you to say. Thank you.
I try to march in. Are you going to be there this year? Are you going to do something?
You know, I'm going to try my best to be there this year. I know we're going to Maine probably around that week. Okay. That's usually a week that
he gets out of town.
No, I've been in it four times. I love it. It's so much fun.
Isn't it amazing how that parade has just blossomed?
It's the parade.
It is really the parade.
It's the best parade in town.
It's more popular than St. Patrick. I mean, given the way St. Patrick's Day parades used to be in Chicago, it was the parade. Yeah. That's not even on the list anymore.
Right.
I mean, they have to close down streets.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It's a huge deal. Well, they just announced the Grand Marshal.
Oh.
It's Leah De La Ria. Do you know her?
Yeah, I know her.
She's from Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
Who does she play? Do we know who?
She plays Big Boo in the...
Oh, I do know who that is.
With the black hair. She's actually a jazz singer.
Is she really?
Yeah, she sings in New York, but she's going to be the Grand Marshal that was just announced.
So this is she's very intimidating on Orange is the New Black.
So everybody is.
All right, actually, great point.
I would never survive
everybody
there.
Is. But I hope as Grand Marshal she's slightly less intimidating because she's very intimidating on the show.
Yeah, I mean, I've interviewed her. I thought she was fun.
Is she good? Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, I'd really support
But a kind of a diminutive woman, right? Like on the show, she seems like she's very tall and big and strong, but she's not.
I'll show you a picture of me and her.
She's very small.
My size.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and then we have Pride Fest before the parade. So that's a huge thing where they block out the streets in Boys Town.
Yeah.
So.
And then what's afterward?
That's the 17th and the 18th.
There's got to be a pre-party, party, and an after party,
there's
right?
There's got to be an after party.
There's got to be
somewhere.
Something going on.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of.
At Mike Pence's house. We're doing a huge party at Mike Pence's house afterwards. Maybe. We'll see. Pending notification.
Performers like Taylor Dane's going to be there.
Taylor Dane!
She's still around.
Yeah. Talking about the 80s again.
She
or
sounds great. I heard her about a year ago somewhere, and she sounds exactly the same.
Yeah, she's
good.
Great. She was my first interview for a radio station one time.
Nice to you, I hope?
She's very nice. She's, yeah.
Did you give a rainbow cake? Because that wins people over.
I didn't have a
next time. Next time.
I will. There's actually a lot of concerts coming through here, too, as always. We have the Red Hot Chili Peppers are coming.
Oh, that's a good show.
So that's...
Give it away.
Yeah. Where will they be?
They're going to be at United Center.
Good venue for them.
Their album is really doing well. And
now, that one guy had fleas. Is he okay now?
Fleas?
Hey-o.
I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah. So we have U2's coming.
Oh. Yeah, Joshua Tree Tour.
Are you guys going to that?
30-year anniversary.
I was just going to say, that's really cool that they did that, but they're paying tribute to themselves a little bit, so they're doing a lot of the songs from one of their greatest albums.
They're doing like, two shows here, right, at Soldier Field?
They are. They're doing two shows. Soldier Field, right? The Lumineers are opening.
Oh, wow. Good opening act,
too. That's the third and the fourth.
I saw it's
gotten good reviews. They're playing the album. What I'm actually glad about is they were talking about because they're going to play they're celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Joshua Tree, which had Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For and
is
With
that
or Without
their best selling album? It's
best
gotta
selling,
be, right?
Yeah, definitely. They were going to just do like the song, all the
in
songs,
order.
But no, they were going to just do it at different times. But they've opened the tour now and they are doing the album in running order.
They are.
That's pretty cool.
And midway through, does somebody have to flip them over?
Yeah. Well, not because it's vinyl.
That makes sense.
And they do have like a hiss sound.
Oh, they do? Make it more authentic?
Yeah.
I love it. Good.
So, yeah, I saw them back in 1987. That was
Which one was that?
No, that was the tour.
Was that at Soldier Field?
Oh, you saw the Joshua Street? Really?
The original.
That. Yeah, in Tennessee when I went there in high school.
You should get 10% off on your ticket.
My friend won tickets. So we had a limo.
Oh, nice.
So we thought we were, big pimpin'.
That's
I saw them at the night at the UIC Pavilion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before that album in like 83
before
or 84.
They hit it really big.
And
they
I'll
were oncoming.
And I saw them there and they were so much bigger than that room. Mm-hmm. I was like, these guys
they're going somewhere.
Yeah, and the next album was Joshua Tree was huge. Yeah.
When I was doing mornings at Q101, they got us really good seats to see them at Soldier Field. We were like in the 7th or 8th row.
What,
right
the Pop Mart thing?
Yes.
With the lemon?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it exactly.
Yeah, that was awful tour.
And that's when Bono started talking to the audience. Like he always did a little bit of stuff, but that's when he started getting political. And every time he would get his train of thought would be derailed, he would just turn and go, Edge, like that, and then Edge would help fill in the rest of the sentence. So that became my thing for the next 6 months is anytime I'd lose my train of thought, I'd go Edge and I'd look, but Edge was never there to help me. Yeah, it's not fair.
So Pitbull's coming with Enrique. They're always
Pitbull.
Together.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like best
Enrique
buddies.
Iglesias and Pitbull.
Yes.
So he actually says Enrique without the last name.
Just Enrique.
We're supposed
to. Because I'm so personal with
right.
We're supposed to know.
We know.
That it's Enrique Iglesias.
That's right. My Enrique. I got to interview him and I was so nervous.
Were you nervous? Why?
I don't know. I was just like intimidated by him. He's 6'4". He's not.
Is he really that big?
He's not little. He's like taller than me.
Wow. Who closes that show? Does Pitbull close or Enrique Iglesias close?
Oh, I would think the Bull, right? Pitbull's guy.
You think he's the closer?
He's huge. I mean, he hosts New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and they have songs together, so they probably rotate, and then maybe they close together.
Oh, maybe. There was a time where he was doing a commercial for some drink, and I want to say it's Budweiser.
Who?
Was it Budweiser Pitbull?
Yeah.
Who was it, Kevin?
He was doing Bud Light for
Bud Light. Right. Stuff, yeah. So the commercials always start out with, now this is 4 or 5 years ago when Pitbull wasn't really a household name, but they'd go, Pitbull and Bud Light are back together. And I'd go, oh, thank God they're back together. I thought this was a riff that would end them. But there they are. They're giving each other a chance again. I didn't know who Pitbull was.
His thing's always too, he ends every commercial with Dale.
And yeah, he always says Dale.
What is that?
Why does he say Dale? Do we know why?
That's a Miami, Puerto Rican thing.
He's a big fan of Salvador.
Salvador Dali?
Dale.
I didn't know that. Jerry, confirm that with him next time you talk to him.
He loves those melting clocks.
Right.
He looks at his watch. What time is it? Oh, my watch is melted. This is awful.
I was going to tell you, New Kids on the Block is coming, too.
Oh, where are they going to be?
Month, June 15th and 16th at the Allstate Arena. Hmm. With Paula Abdul and Boyz II.
Paula Abdul and the dancing animated dog.
Right. They're back together.
That was the cat. Wasn't it a cat?
It was a cat. I'm sorry. See, that's how much I like Paula Abdul.
So are they constantly, like, is this a reunion for them, or have they stayed together, or how does that
they
work?
They had a lot of side projects.
They did.
I got to hang out with Joey McIntyre because he did like a TV
show. Seems like a nice guy.
Oh, that's right.
Guy.
Did you do like really a reality nice show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy.
And one of the guys is on Meredith Vieira's show all the time.
Oh.
I'm not sure which guy.
Fatone?
But, no, it's not Joey Fatone.
Lance Bass.
Oh, is he an NSYNC? Sorry.
You got your boy band.
I get my boy bands mixed up.
Your 80s boy
band. One Direction is not a part of that either, are they? They're all separate.
See, I said Henry Styles one time.
Harry Styles.
Oh, no.
You're going to have 12-year-old girls pelting you with rocks. All right, so they're back. That's good. Who else?
Also, Mambi on the Beach. Have you guys heard about this concert?
No, what is that?
It's at Oakwood Beach. So it's just kind of like indie-ish band. There's MGMT is going to be there and Walk the Moon. And
yeah.
Things like that. That's June 24th.
All indie bands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I throw a plug in? Elvis Costello at the Northerly Island.
Is he?
On June 12th.
It's another good show.
Wow.
This is going to be a pretty good summer. This is just 1 month. But
we're not even into
the
other.
And Lala hasn't even happened yet. Mm-mm.
Have they announced the lineup yet?
Oh, yeah.
That's well known?
Yeah.
I can't remember who's...
And when is Paul... I kept seeing ads for Paul McCartney, and then the ads were quickly taken away, which means they sold out quickly, I'm guessing.
He's in July.
Okay.
Over at whatever they're calling the Tinley Park place now.
It was the World, but it's not the World anymore.
Now it's the casino. I don't even know
what
it is.
Yeah, it's sponsored by a casino, I think, right?
Yeah. That's changed names.
I'll bring in the July stuff, and then we'll move to that.
You know? See, come on, Bill. It's June. We're talking June here.
I'm sorry. Will you bring more cake in next time?
A July. We had to think of something else.
That's the
How about some
thing.
Gelato?
July gelato.
Bring in July gelato for July.
That's perfect. That's excellent.
Right. We can do that.
Jerry, great to see you. If people want to know more about any of the events you just talked about, I guess the best way to do it is to do what?
Yeah, go to my website, nunontherun.com.
Nun spelled with two N-U-N-N, so really three N's.
Yep.
Yep. That's the best way to find out what's coming to town. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Can we do this just one more time because it was so much fun?
Yeah.
So, I love ABBA's Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dancing Queen.
Oh, that's perfect. If you guys don't win a Cable Ace Award, something's very wrong. We'll take a quick break and then more show. Thanks so much, Jared. Stick around. More ahead. Bill and Jim in for Wendy on WGN.